Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. All right, so we're sitting here with 8 Second Run. We got Don and Tim. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Yeah. Why don't you just talk about how long you guys have been together and everybody that's in the band?
Well, originally we started in January 2010, so this was supposed to be our 10-year anniversary. But basically, I was one of the original members. Shortly thereafter, Landon joined up with us.
He was
on drums. He's been with us, well, with me since the beginning, basically.
Wow, okay.
We have Tim right here on guitar. He plays lead. And he joined us six years
good
ago.
Yep, okay.
We have Jake, who plays, well, a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
He plays bass with us if we need him to, or he usually plays keys, guitar, banjo, acoustic guitar.
Yep.
He's played saxophone for us on stage.
I've seen him play guitar and I think he was strumming with one hand and playing the piano with the other hand.
It'd probably be easier to list the things he can't play.
Yeah, yeah. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, and then we use a lot of different guys. Like right now we're using Eric Brousseau, who he's playing bass for us this weekend.
Okay.
We have DJ Moons. He's playing keys for us actually this weekend, and Jake's just going to play guitars.
Okay.
For us, and then myself, Landon, and Tim, and I do lead vocals. So
cool. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. So I know you've played like places like the Stampede Corral that's not around anymore, but the Stampede Ranch, and I know you've done a ton of festivals and big events too, right?
Oh yeah, we do a lot. Like we play a lot of private parties. We have a lot of ongoing things. We do Silver Willow, which we've done since they first started. Yeah, this would have been year number 8. She has a truck show that she does every year. And this is it's one of our big shows. We love that. We love going back. It's like a family out there now. We do a big bonfire concert for them.
Yeah, well, I did it once, maybe 5 years with you, and it was...
Yeah, I was amazing.
Pretty amazing place.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And just recently they built a new stage, so she got to rent one. So it's a big wooden... stage. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely lovely to play on.
And later on in this program, you're going to talk a little bit more about, because of COVID-19, you're doing kind of an online thing. So maybe we'll save that for later on.
Yeah. We played Boot Hill Country Festival out there in Bothwell.
Yeah. Okay. I think one of the favorite shows that we've done was last summer, the Homecoming in Teeswater.
Oh, that was
cool. Oh, wow.
Some of those, those small town homecomings, those people know how to party.
Yep.
And it's a good time. Yep.
Yeah. We're on stage and we start playing and there's like 20 people there, and within halfway through the first song you just see this flood. It was like a wave of people coming in. Next thing you know, we got over 1,000 people there.
Wow.
And they're just all partying.
I've done
so much fun.
I think I've done Malmö and Formosa. Like that whole area is amazing for those old boys.
It's so much fun.
It's kind of funny, those smaller towns, they seem to have the biggest and the best parties. And the events and everything.
I think sometimes even the police and the fire department are they're sort of partying along with everybody else.
I
remember even trying to leave there the one year, and it was there was people everywhere. It's just to try to maneuver your car to leave. It was just unbelievable.
You don't go higher than 15K trying to get wherever you're going.
Crazy. Good for you. So I know you guys also write songs and you have 2 tunes.
Yeah, we have 2.
Do you want to talk about?
Sure.
Talk about them?
If you go to Spotify, I think they're on iTunes too. We have Kissing and Fishing, which was our first one.
Yep.
That we did. It's kind of a laid back, kind of feel good summer type song.
Yep.
And then our last song is called Stand Up.
Okay.
And that's more of an up tempo, fun. You know,
good for you.
Drink
and
have a good time, kind of song.
That was also fun too, because I wasn't part of the band at the time. Kissin' Fishin' was recorded, but I believe there was other players playing on that track.
Yeah.
Stand Up was kind of fun because we were actually able to kind of get the band members involved, and it's a bit more of a collaboration, and we were all playing on it. And it's nice up tempo. It's a fun song.
Good for you.
And we like to play it live sometimes when we get the chance.
Yep. All right, well, let's have a listen to 8 Second Ride doing their tune, Kissing and Fishing.
gonna sit back, put my feet up, drink a cold beer from a solo cup. I got my baby on one side and a fishing pole on the other. Perfect summer night, the wind is just right, crickets are singing and the sky's filled with fireflies. A full moon shining down on us like a big spotlight. While we're kissing and fishing, just like that old nitty-gritty dirt band won't sing. It don't matter if it's hit forever and the fish don't bite. Just having you here by my side makes everything worthwhile. With my line cast in and the taste of your kiss, I gotta tell you, girl, it don't get better than this. Kissing and fishing. The water's edge, not a soul around. We shake off our clothes and jump in to cool down with nobody watching but the stars and the heavens above. Roll a blanket out where we can lay down. We'll cuddle up close and wait for the fish to jump. You and me loving all night until the morning sun. While we're kissing and fishing, just like that old nitty-gritty dirt band won't sing. Don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. Just having you here by my side makes everything worthwhile. With my line cast in and the taste of your kiss, I gotta tell you, girl, it don't get better than this. Kissing and fishing. Don't buy. Just having you here by my side makes everything worthwhile. With my line cast in and the taste of your kiss, I gotta tell you, girl, it don't get better than this. Kissing and fishing. Kissing and fishing. I love kissing and fishing.
Hi, I'm Chris Douglas from Cambridge, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
All right, we're back. Thanks for listening to Musicians FAQ. I'm Steve Todd, and let's continue our interview.
Tim and I have been working on a few new songs. We have a couple that we've written.
Great.
And it's great because I'm not as much of a musician as I am a vocalist. Singing is my thing, right?
Yeah.
Singer first and a guitar strummer second. So when it comes to writing songs, it's harder for me because I don't know fully how to play the instruments. So I come up with the tune in my head, I write the lyrics and that. Tim takes that and then he throws in all the,
that's great,
the instruments and yep, stuff like that. So I mean these two songs have been a major collaboration between Tim and
good for you. The lockdown has kind of made it an interesting process too, because it's you know, a lot of times when you're writing a tune, someone will strum some chords or you got a vocal line or whatever, but this was like Don had an idea, he emailed it to me. I was like, hey, I was thinking this would work with it. Email it back, and it's all online. And
yeah, that's neat.
Okay. Yes, because that was kind of right when everything first got shut down. So, but yeah, it's been fun. We got a couple on the go, and hopefully we can release them once we're able to.
Yeah, a lot of people are writing now. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I even heard on the radio there the other day that like Thomas Rhett's written 40 songs.
Yeah.
Just sitting at home.
Oh, for
I
sure.
Mean, everybody. I mean, Luke Combs. You can see him every other day putting another song on Instagram. I mean, they got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
That's your life.
Yeah. Anyway. It's amazing how fast. Like, there's a country song 6 feet apart. I think already. Like, it's amazing how quickly they could pump a song out.
The radio. He did that in like 2 days.
Yeah.
He released it online, just an acoustic version, and then I think 2 or 3 days later, there it was on Spotify, like that's full band
ridiculous
production. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So,
it'd be nice if we could do something like that, but we're not at that point.
No. Now, I got a good question for you. Like, are you guys still motivated to practice? I know at the beginning, like in March, I was playing every day. Now it's a struggle to get the guitar out of the case.
That's very funny that you say that, because we were just talking about that earlier. And when this first started, I would say March and April, probably, I was playing every day for a long period of time.
Yep.
And then after probably a month and a half, it just like you said, the motivation just dropped. I mean, you're not out playing, you can't play with people. So I definitely had that. But since we've got some of these online things going, we've been motivated to kind of get stuff together more. And like I said, we've been writing. So it's been good to have something to work towards.
Because
like you said, when you don't have something going on, it's hard to keep motivated.
Yep.
But yeah.
For me, it's different because the motivation, I'm just always motivated to sing because I just sing. So I can walk around at work and I'm singing songs.
Right.
I'm in the car, I'm singing songs, you know. I don't really sing a lot at home only because I have a big voice and it really doesn't sit well.
Yeah.
The home environment.
That's
right.
We'll blast it out in the car. That's okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And Tim, I know you're also because of COVID-19, you're a music teacher.
Yep.
And so that must have put a pretty big dent in your career then.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of the private music instructors that when it first started, I kind of canceled everything. And then after a few weeks, I had a lot of clients asking me, you know, what we could do to kind of keep them busy and have stuff to work on.
Yep.
So we tried doing the online thing through Zoom and FaceTime and stuff like that. And it's been good. People like it because it keeps them, like you said, the motivation, it keeps it there because you're having the regular lessons. But it's definitely tough. You can't play a along with each other, so there's a ton of reasons why it's not for anyone who thinks this would be a good permanent change, in person. That's how you need to do it. So looking forward to hopefully soon being able to get back to it and actually you know, be in the room with people.
Oh, for sure. And are you a full-time teacher then, or do you have a regular
I've done it full-time before. I just do it part-time privately now. So I just have like kind of a small group of clients that I work with, and it's good.
Okay. And how about you, Don? Like, are you still working then?
Yeah, actually, I've never stopped working.
Okay.
Yeah, our company.
Essential worker.
Well, good. If paint is essential, but I mean, it looks out that way because, I mean, we provide paint to companies that provide things to the essential workers.
Yep.
So we're on the chain.
Okay.
So we've been able to work. So the difference during the day really hasn't disappeared. The normality is still kind of there for me because I still get up in the morning, go to work, do my thing, come home. I still get that little bit of social interaction with people at work. I mean, we do keep our distance from each other, but I mean, we're a small company where I work.
Yeah.
So there's really not a whole lot of people side by side or anything like that. Everybody has their space to do their thing. And it's just, you know, everything else is what's the pain in the butt.
Yeah.
The waiting in lines and everything.
Oh, for sure.
It's being shut down and.
All right, here's another original by 8 Second Ride. It's called Stand Up. And stay tuned over the next few months. You're going to hear a few other originals that 8 Second Ride's currently working on.
Four by four, tearing up the road, 30 all 6x7. And out in the back, we're sitting in a tree blind, 12 point in your side. And all at once, everything gets quiet and your heart starts pumping away. If you need somewhere to celebrate your glory, well, brother, you're in the right place. Everybody here, stand up, shout it out loud. We're just a country party crowd. Dance to the two-step beat till the morning light. Everybody here, stand up, raise them up high. Drink all night till the well runs dry. Country ain't just music, it's what's inside. Well, your mama's calling you, you're real busy, but you still pick up the phone. And your sister's crying, cause the man's been lying, and she needs a shoulder to cry on. And your head is spinning from all this commotion, and you just gotta get away.
And if you need somewhere to take away your troubles, well, honey, you're in the right place. Everybody here, stand up, shout it out loud. We're just a country party crowd. Dance to the two-step beat till the morning light. Everybody here, stand up, raise them all high. Drink all night till the well runs dry. Country ain't just music, it's what's inside. All right. If you like sitting sipping Southern comfort, chilling with a beer in your hand. Everybody here, stand up, stand up, stand up. Come on! Stand up, stand up, stand up. Everybody here, stand up, shout it out loud. We're just a country party crowd. Everybody here, stand up, shout it out loud. We're just a country party crowd. Everybody here, stand up, raise them up high. Drink all night till the well runs dry. Country ain't just music, it's what's inside. Stand up, shout it out loud. We're just a country party crowd. Dance to the two-step beat till the morning light. Everybody here, stand up, raise them up high. Drink all night till the well runs dry.
I'm Ken Crawford from Kitchener, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
No bars for live music. That really sucks, but other than that, yeah.
I don't even, once they opened the patios, I thought, Jesus, this is great, because that's what I do, you know, and I do a lot of solo things, and then they don't allow singing and dancing on patios. Yeah, so.
Now, do you know, we were talking about this earlier, I thought I heard that music was allowed, but no singing and no dancing.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that you can play music, but well, no singing.
They probably have, they just have the music in the background.
But I don't think they allow a live.
But are they having musicians?
Yeah. I don't think they allow live music.
Okay.
Apparently, even in church, they're allowing 30% people in church, but there's no singing at all, or one person's singing only, I think, at the front.
Keep them away from everybody.
So it's just unbelievable.
It is. I guess they're all worried about the, your saliva flying through the air, hitting people.
Crazy. So, well, why don't you talk about because of COVID-19, you had this Silver Willow that you've done, 8 years in a row?
Yeah.
And so now you just have an online...
Lately, all we've been doing is live streams online.
Okay.
From our Facebook page, which is, if you look, go to Facebook, search 8 Second Ride. That's the number 8 Second Ride. We have the blue check mark. Isn't that right, Tim?
That's correct.
We have the blue check mark, so we are the authentic 8 Second Ride.
Wow.
But if you type in facebook.com/8secondrideband, it'll take you right to our page.
Okay.
So we've done one live with the band, which we did back at the end of March.
Yep.
I think it was, and then everything got shut down even more, so everyone was like, no, we're not going to do this, and so Tim and I went, you know what, this sucks, this is boring, so we did a couple acoustic shows, which was fun. We got to do stuff that we don't normally get to do as in a band, because we got to play a bunch of, the older stuff and that, but on July 4th, we did a live stream.
Yeah, so we're
on our Facebook page.
This was Don's idea, because like you said, the Silver Willow thing is about a decade now that we've been doing it.
Yeah.
And we know that's a big kind of fundraiser for the farm. So we thought, since we couldn't do it, we could do one online. And if anyone wants to send a donation to the Silver Willow Animal Rescue. They could do that. So we're hoping that we can do a live stream. It'll be fun for us because we'll get the guys together and we'll have a good time doing it. And then hopefully we can raise some money for the show that I know I'm going to miss not doing it. It's one of my favorite shows of the year. So it'll be nice to kind of put something in the place there.
Yeah, I did it maybe 5 years ago with you guys, and it was pretty amazing.
It's a great time. It's always.
All the people.
We do a 3-hour show straight through.
Yep.
And we don't sleep. And really, the only break we get is we do that acoustic break, where Tim and I do some acoustic songs, and then
the other guys get 5 minutes,
get 5-10 minutes, whatever, a couple songs. Then they come back up. Tim and I go. We take our short break, and then we come back up, and then the show goes on again.
It's a good endurance test doing 3 hours all the way through.
Oh,
straight.
For sure. And there's a lot of people there too. I couldn't believe.
That. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And you'll eat a few bugs throughout the night there, but other than
that's all right.
It's a good time. I'm not hungry on the way home. I'll tell you that.
And there's a whole truck pull or something too, isn't there?
They do the mud bog. It's a big mud bog, and they do. They do the mud bog, and they usually have that. They actually implemented the new Tough Truck Challenge, which is rock claw, rock crawl.
Oh, really? Okay.
So they had that on there. So they do the rock crawl, and they have their show and shine.
Okay, that's neat.
And for anyone who's seen a lot of mud bogs and mud races and stuff like that, we've done a bunch, and this place, their mud pit, is on a whole another level. Like, you don't see a lot of trucks get through it. Which is pretty crazy.
Well, the one year there was I think it was an old Monte Carlo. I think it went through backwards and forwards.
That was the big, I can't remember what that car's name was though, but that was the
Monster
big
Carlo
one
or something like that.
Yeah, Monster Carlo. That's
something like that.
It was a big monster truck, and it just rolled through and went backwards, and it was crazy. It's ridiculous. That day.
I love what people can do with even just a plain old, like a plain tractor that you'd see in a farmer's field with the huge tires on it.
A
big giant engine. It's amazing. So,
well, Laura, I tell you, Laura MacArthur, she runs Silver Willow, and she does some incredible stuff out there with those animals. And we just felt that, you know, we didn't want to let her down by not playing this year.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why I thought, you know what, let's just do this. We'll raise them money. Because normally when we do a live stream, we ask them to, you know, if people want to send tips, they can send it to our...
just a tip jar.
They e-transfer money to our email. So we set it up that this one, no money comes to us at all. It all goes straight to Silver Willow, and that's all. Like, this is totally free on our part, which is great because the production company and the sound guy, they're doing this all for free.
Great.
They're throwing everything in.
I guess we can give a quick plug to Key West Video in Toronto. They've offered to come out and do the video production for us.
Wow.
So it's kind of, you know, we've got a lot of people on board with putting it together. So
that'll be amazing because you'll probably have about 4 or 5 camera angles.
Well, we're going to do two. Just because with the live stream, it's tough. Like, if it wasn't live, you could do a lot more with it, but it being live with some restrictions. But we're going to have 2 cameras and... hopefully the weather's good, or else we'll have to find a new location, but I think it looks good, so we should be fine there. And
doing somebody's backyard or something like that?
Yeah, we're gonna do it in the backyard, and we've got someone out doing sound as well, so we're hoping we get a good turnout for it. If we're gonna get people to send donations, we gotta give it 100%. We gotta put a good show out for
them. Absolutely.
That's great. And even the sound, would go through the board before it hits Facebook and everything.
Yeah, and actually, it's funny. We were actually doing a rehearsal, and we're literally running everything into the soundboard, and everyone's using headphones. So we all took our headphones out at one point. It's kind of funny. It's literally just complete silence, and then you put your headphones back in, and it's a full 6-piece band playing in your ears. So it's very weird.
And is Landon, does he have electric drums?
He can. So you can hear the rubber pads a little bit, but then you put the headphones in. That's hilarious. It's like this beautiful sounding drum kit, and it's really
funny. Good. I'll have to check that out. That's a new thing.
Even from the last, like, you'll notice, like, the one we did in March, if you go on our Facebook page and check it out, the sound quality was just incredible. I mean, I never expected the quality to be as good as what it
and
was.
And you guys did that yourself then?
We did that ourselves here. So we
just ran our...
it to be even better.
Oh, for sure. Well, because you're going to have Sony monitoring it the whole time. Where you probably just set it and leave it alone.
So we're going to have someone on it. So, it'll be good.
Good for you. Okay.
All right. Hello, Silver Willow. Every year we're usually out there in Mansfield putting on a concert. We don't start for a couple more hours there, but tonight we figured while it's still some daylight, we'd come on out and put this on for y'all. We feel Silver Willow needs the support, so please, all of you, if you can, please donate whatever you can. Doesn't matter. Everything helps. Donate to silverwillowrescue@gmail.com. It's a straight direct deposit. Everything is great. You don't have to worry about passwords. You don't have to worry about nothing. Just donate, forget, and get back to the show. This is going to be a hell of a good time, and we're looking forward to it. Here we go.
said, I ain't watching TV today. Bad news, it could just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on. And there ain't no doubt I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them good. Just trying to change the narrative. It's simply imperative that we all have a damn good time. I'm living this good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't never gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm living them good. Got a good girl, she got a good smile. I kiss her good morning, I kiss her good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless she got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. Feeling them good vibes. Well, I'm living on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them good vibes. I'm feeling them good.
That's what all tonight is all about. Good vibes, sitting back on your back porch, whether you guys are pumping this through your TV, whether you're sitting out back and you're listening to it on your Bluetooth, whatever it is, we hope you guys enjoy it as much as we're going to have so much fun doing this. And as you can see, we are keeping our distance.
I'm Tim Hollinger from Pasadena, Newfoundland, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS, RadioWaterloo.ca.
So at this point, there's no gigs upcoming, like even November, December, there's nothing.
We've had a few people ask us, but it's all been basically depending on how things progress.
Yep.
We're hoping to do something, so nothing's really set. But that being said, obviously our schedule is wide open. So once we get the green light that you're able to do
Operators are standing by.
Small parties, yeah, I think we have some that we'll be able to do. So
well, eventually, like I was saying to Don earlier, eventually there'll be 25 people allowed. Or 50 or something like that. They'll be
and
the
at
next.
That point, even if it's just private parties or people's houses and stuff like that, that's I'm sure we'll be able to find some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've done shows in people's rec rooms. I mean, we set up in someone's dining room once, and they, you know, they have 15 people there, and we just you know, play out all night. And
which is funny. That must have been in the middle of the winter, because those people that must have been like a 10-acre farm that we were on, and we were in a tiny little dining room.
Okay.
So it must have been in the winter. We would have been outside.
It was, because that's when their birthdays are.
Yeah, so right. There'll probably be some of that stuff. Like just say real estate agents or something. Like just want to just try to get their business back going again. So they'll probably host some parties and things
and,
to get.
Yeah. You know. And you know what? And we're ready and willing. I mean, we're. You know, as soon as our phone starts ringing or our email's going off, then guaranteed we're going to be back out there playing.
Well, for sure.
Full throttle as
well.
Well,
hopefully,
as
hopefully it's not too much longer.
Yeah.
I know it's after getting a jam in, it felt weird at first. It's, you know, I've been playing for like 16 or 17 years now, and it's only been 3 months or whatever, but man, it seems like a long time.
Oh, for
and
sure.
It's so different to jam with people and everything, so...
The funny thing for me is, like, this is the first year I told myself I'm not going to book any gigs in July or August. So I turned down stuff, like, way back in mm-hmm. December or January, said, nope, I'm sorry, I can't play those ones.
Yeah.
And then here everything's shut down, so.
Yeah. You were a couple months ahead of the game there on everybody.
Yeah, I wanted to have the summer off, and it's turned into
This year was actually going to be our biggest year for weddings, too.
Oh, really?
Like, we had a bunch of weddings booked and everything, and I was like,
yep.
Nothing. I feel bad for all the people, too, who had those events booked, because I'm sure everything's been, you know, got to cancel and try and reschedule everything.
I think that's one of the good things, that we don't ask for a deposit, because,
that'd be a pain if we had to deal with all that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Past the city limits of sound, there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts chumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey where my own music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot skating boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money, but when it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses roam.
Yeah!
I go flying out that highway, to that highway, stuck out in the woods to near the boot skate buggy. Whoa, heel toe, do see do, come on baby, let's go.
Advice for new bands?
My number one thing is practice. I mean, really, take your time, learn your chops.
Yeah.
Always remember that we were just talking about this too. Less is more. So sometimes when you think you've got to do all these wicked things during the song, you really don't. You'll actually ruin a song. So pay attention to how it's broken down.
Yeah.
And play it. I mean, try to be as true as you can. It's okay to try to put your own little niche into it, but try to be as true to the song if you're going to cover it as you can, and but practice, really practice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whether you're practicing by yourself or with the band, if you guys get together as a band, don't try working stuff out there. Figure out your stuff before you go to practice.
Oh, for sure.
That makes life a lot easier and a lot less arguments.
Yes. And to add to that, it's I know for myself too, I had the same thing when I was younger, and I think a lot of young players have the problem is, like, think about the song as opposed to your part, and really try and just serve the song and do what's needed in the song. And as far as for people wanting to get out and play, obviously, you know your parts and do lots of practicing, but just be easy to work with, you know, be flexible, be just be fun to hang out with, and people will want to spend time with you. And you know, it's music, people do it for work, but it's supposed to be fun.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you don't want it to be like like a miserable work environment, like if you were going to your
because a lot
can't think of a terrible
I've been bands before where it's felt like a job, but it certainly wasn't. There's a point where it's not fun anymore,
right? Exactly, yeah. So be easy to work with, you know, keep it light, you know, be serious obviously and know your parts, but keep it light, keep it fun, have a good time with it.
And the other thing, one other thing is that when you are finally playing on your gigs and on stage, someone makes a mistake, do not call them out on stage.
Yeah, don't give them ever, that icy
ever,
stare.
Don't ever call them out. No. That is the worst thing you could do.
Yep.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. I'm gonna lie one up and see you right here. I'm gonna drink this hole in the wall out of me. When that cold beer loses its buzz, I'm gonna let that whiskey do what whiskey does. Maybe it'll make me lose my mind. Maybe it'll help me forget this time. Maybe it'll put my fist through the wall, make me pick up the phone, give you a call. Maybe it'll take me to places I've never been, make the world stand still, make the whole room spin, make me dance, make me cry. Hell, I don't know, but I know tonight I'm all I want up and see right here. I'm gonna drink this hole in the wall out of beer. When that ice cold beer loses its buzz, I'm gonna let that whiskey do what whiskey does. Or maybe it'll buy this ball around, or turn my ass upside down. Maybe it'll make me fly on the wall, or stand me up 10 feet tall. Maybe it'll take me to a better place and put a smile back on my face. Maybe it'll make me hate myself or fall in love with somebody else. I'm all I want up and see right here. I'm gonna drink this hole in the wall out of beer. When that ice cold beer loses its buzz, I'm gonna let that whiskey do what whiskey does. Well, maybe it'll talk me off the ledge I've been on lately. Maybe it'll heal me, maybe it'll kill me. Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm gonna lie one up and see you right here. I'm gonna drink this hole in the wall out of beer. When that ice cold beer loses its buzz, I'm gonna let that whiskey do what whiskey does. Sometimes I sit here just because I'm gonna let that whiskey do a whiskey does.
Hi friends, Kevy Canuck here from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS RadioWaterloo.ca.
One cool thing about you guys is you're always current too. Like you don't just keep playing the same 40 songs over and over. You're like, if Luke Bryan had a new song this week, you're somebody's probably emailed the rest of the band that you have to learn.
That's usually me. I'm usually the one. But, and I mean, I think I may drive the guys a lot crazy with that, but I mean, our sets, we tried once one year. We said, okay, this is what we're going to do for the next 6 months for five piece. This is what we're going to do for four piece. And it lasted about three shows.
yeah,
that was that.
Yeah,
because new stuff comes out, and I want to keep. I like that we. That's the one thing that we always get told. We're not like other bands because we are. We're always up.
Yeah, it always stays fresh.
And we kick off DJs.
It's hit or miss if songs stick and they stay popular. Like Chicken Fried.
Yeah.
When that came out, it was big, and it's to this day every band plays it. Everyone loves it. It's lasted. For sure. But even when new songs come out, people when they first hear them, they're catchy and they want to hear it. So we play it. And if it's if a couple weeks goes by and we notice it's dropping and it's not as popular anymore, we can get rid of it.
Yeah, good for you guys.
But it's big when people can hear the new stuff that's out on the radio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If we were to actually write down every single song that we've learned and played, my goodness, it'd be pages and pages.
It's good though, because you'll get called back to those same clubs again.
Yeah.
Because the people there are going to be asking for you guys.
Yep.
So that's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing I love more. I mean, I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my grandkids.
Oh, you're not going to say everything. You like gigging more than...
No. But, I mean... My personal passion in life is singing, and it has been since I've been a little kid.
For sure,
I've been singing forever. So
yeah,
well, it's being a band.
Yeah, it's a stress relief from your 9-to-5 job.
Absolutely, I get to be somebody else.
Yeah,
that's what I like. Good I think all of us feel that way.
Oh yeah.
When you get on that stage, you're somebody else. Then you come off stage, and you're back to your
regular life. Plus, even with your Silver Willow thing, like you guys camped there, you brought the families along, and you make it into a weekend party.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's good too.
Yeah,
last year was good. We had some friends out, brought the grill, had some barbecue in, camped out for the night. Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sometimes her jacket smells like cigarettes. She hates to smoke. And when I'm asking who she's hanging out with, she says no one I would know. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm dumb. Maybe she's guilty, maybe she's cocky. She's bringing back cheap songs, the kind of hurt that gets you singing along. There's something circa 1973. She's lying with him and she's lying to me. She's bringing back diamond rings, slept in the pocket of her tight-fitting jeans. It's back in fashion, doing somebody wrong. She's bringing back cheating songs. She used to call me on her way back home, but she don't call anymore. And when she's putting on that little black dress, who's she wearing it for? Maybe I'm jealous, wouldn't you be? You saw the way she ain't looking at me. She's bringing back cheating songs, the kind of hurt that keeps you singing along. There's something circa 1973. She's lying with him and she's lying to me. She's bringing back diamond rings, slept in the pocket of her tight fitting jeans. Is back in fashion, doing somebody wrong. She's bringing back cheating songs. Steel guitars are back in style, and her tears falling over her smile. Yeah, it's been a while since country music loved the food. Running around was cool. She's bringing back cheating songs, the kind of hurt that gets you singing along. There's something circa 1973.
she's lying within him and she's lying to me. She's bringing back diamond rings, slept in the pocket of the tight fitting jeans. It's back in fashion, doing somebody wrong. She's bringing back cheap songs, bringing back cheap songs.
Hey guys, just keep playing this outro the way you are right now. I want to take a quick second just to introduce to all you guys, everybody in the band. It's not very often we get this chance, so I'm going to pass it on over, right on over here, playing lead guitar. We got Mr. Tim Higgins.
Oh, hey there, everybody.
Down there on the keyboard, who's about 12, 15 feet away from me, we got DJ over there playing the keys. Now, some of you may always notice that Jake back here, he usually is on keys and plays everything else, but tonight we decided, you know what, you're just going to play everything else. So Jake, back there on the acoustic, also playing the banjo and the electric guitar. Standing directly, almost directly behind, wait one second, directly behind me now, we have on bass, we got Eric. And one more, we have one more guy. Other than, is it me? No, wait a second. We got that guy back there playing the drums. We
Hi,
got
everybody.
The animal, London. And my name is Don, and we are A Second Ride. Like us on Facebook. Join our, come to our webpage at asecondride.ca. That's the number 8. Secondride.ca. And please, for Silver Willow, please donate. You can use all the help that they can use.
Do you have any advice for people doing recording? Like, I know you guys, you got 2 songs done and you have a couple more in the works.
My best thing would be, I mean, you can go on YouTube and you can find basic tutorials for how to do the basics and stuff like that, so I won't get into that. But my big thing would be to don't be afraid to try things and know that the first song that you write and record, it's probably not going to be the best, but yep. You know, like everything else, there's a learning curve
sure.
to it.
Yep.
So do it as much as you can, and it'll get better as you do it.
Yeah. One guy recently told me that you're like, when you first get the idea, you're all excited and it's really cool, and then a week later, you've totally lost interest
yeah.
in that idea.
And the other thing is too, is if you spend too much time, oh well, this could be here, or you could do this.
Yep.
It's better to kind of get the whole thing finished, and if you want to make changes, you can. But if you start to overthink it, then that's when that happens,
yep,
and you
kind
of
sure.
just let it go. And
yeah, the thing I always think is that if you try to perfect it, you're never going to finish. It's never going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because even when you listen back to it, even after it's been, I can guarantee right now. Any country music artists out there, they're listening back to songs they did before and went, oh, I should have done this.
Yeah, for sure.
I should have done this.
Yeah.
Right? You can't make it perfect.
Yeah.
Make it good. Make it something that you like to listen to. Right? You don't have to have that extra little note in there or something like that or that.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And the other thing I find when I write a song is I come up with a song idea. I usually start with a chorus. And then I build on the chorus, right, to the verses and that, because I know
yep.
what my center of the song is.
Yeah, how it's
and then
supposed
I got to build around
and
it, right?
And everything, yep.
So I'll do that, and then I learn it, and I sing it to myself quite a bit, and then I put it away. A week later, I go back, and I get that song. 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
If I don't remember how it went, guess what? That song sucked. It's never going to happen. Right?
Yep.
If it's stuck in my head, then that's a song that I'm ready to progress with, right? People can write it so many songs, and I mean, normally anything you write, half of it's going to be junk. I mean, hands down. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to write a bunch of junk, but you're going to find that one in there.
Yep, for sure.
It's gold.
Yeah,
so we're
good
hoping.
For you guys. Yep,
we're hoping.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you have a studio kind of picked out, or like once you get to that point, or
you know, I don't know if we thought about it. We kind of were just saying once things are open, then
yep.
we can take it to a studio, but we didn't. Start looking around too much.
No, okay.
But,
I mean, I know of a few around and stuff like that
yep.
we could go to and stuff like that, but
okay.
I'm not sure.
But just, yeah, just do as much as you can at home first.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you know exactly.
That's usually how everybody's doing it anyway
yeah.
nowadays, right?
Yeah. And the quality of home studios are amazing now anyway, right?
Yeah. I know when I first started playing when I was like 13 or 14, I got into a little bit and just plugging your amp into the computer type
yeah.
of thing. And
yep.
I still have some recordings, which I... hope no one will ever hear them, of what I was still learning, and I was kind of playing around with the recording, and it's crazy what you can do now
with
the technology.
Sure.
I mean, we just were putting demo tracks together, but compared to what they sounded like 10 years ago, they sound great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, now you can email all your files to Nashville or wherever you want.
Yeah.
And get a really good fiddle player or whoever you want on there.
Yeah, you're not limited by the location anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And when it comes to mastering, I mean, there's a lot of places around that could master it. I mean, the person that records it, never let them master it. Always send it to somebody else to master
it.
Okay. Because they have a different ear.
Yeah.
And they can hear stuff better. That's the one thing I was told when you start recording is, the person that does the recording, don't let them master it. Move it to somebody else. So I had, I think it was Brixton here in Kitchener do Kissing and Fishing.
Okay.
And a stand-up I sent out to Newfoundland.
Oh, really? Wow.
And had the guy out there do that.
Okay.
He, that's neat. Mastered it out there. So, and I mean, I could have sent it to I could have sent it anywhere, right? To get it done. But I wanted to show it was done pretty right. And it was cool because I got to sit in on the process of the master.
Never knew my old man's truck even run like that. Should've known better than to take that curse so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in the ditch, and he asked me why I do what I did. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't never seen something so fine, I was doing anything to make her mine. I was out of my mind, she was out of this world, there was this girl. Some folks ask me why I still pick this guitar. Living that life on the road won't get you very far. I said, man, you should have been down to below, seeing what was in the front row. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shooting me a play, a little skin and grin. Turning it up, turning me on, and I play her anything she sang along. I was out of my mind, she was out of this world, there was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. Never knew a diamond ring cost so much, man. It took 6 months on a farm before I saved up. All my drinking buddies still out on the town, wondering why I ain't settled down. There was this girl holding my hand, shooting me a star, light together grin. She's pulling me in, she's straightening me out. Know what love is all about. I'm still out of my mind, she's still out of this world, there was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. There was this girl.
Are you guys are part of SoCan and everything too, are you? Or?
Yep.
Good, yeah, good. Yeah. Good.
Signed up with SoCan.
Okay. Because yeah. I'll some airplay with those two, and then when the new ones come out.
Yeah. No, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. Absolutely.
I know it seems like it's been a while since we were working on some of them. I'm actually looking forward to hearing them when they're done. It's been so long since we've been working on them, it seems.
Oh, these two that we
just the new ones. Yeah, it's just been a few months because when it first started, we got through a couple pretty quickly, and now we're kind of just waiting to move ahead with it.
Yeah.
So
time to move on to some new ones.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Yeah, go in with a CD number.
Let's start thinking about 2021. Hopefully, we'll be all playing music and.
Yeah, I think that's how we're going to celebrate our 10th anniversary in 2021. A year later.
Yeah.
Just to say, you know.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get lucky on New Year's Eve, but I don't think so. I think New Year's Eve this year is going to be kind of boring for everybody.
Well, even Canada Day is all virtual fireworks and stuff like that. Right?
Yeah, hopefully New Year's Eve isn't parties of under 10.
Well, see what happens with the second wave, right?
Yeah.
Craziness. Say,
check the second wave.
All right. All right, well, thanks a lot, guys. I don't think there's anything else to mention, but I look forward to seeing you guys play once everything opens up. I'm looking forward to the new tunes.
Yep. And anybody who wants to, they can check us out online at www.secondride.ca. You can join our Facebook page or check our YouTube channel.
And you mentioned Spotify, you have your tunes
Spotify,
on there.
Spotify, we have those two tunes on there. Right on. Now what Spotify did is they grouped us with another band from the United States called Late Second Ride. So it's a bit of a pain, but I mean, we're on there.
Okay.
So I mean, we're on some playlists and stuff like that. But
good, okay.
Yeah, just look for, you have to find us.
Okay.
This will be before this is released, but on July 4th, we're doing a live stream for Silver Willow. But after we do the live stream, that video will still be available for people to check out. And of course, if you want to send a donation after that, by all means, it would be very much appreciated.
Or even if you want, go to Silver Willow Farm Rescue and Sanctuary on Facebook. And you can visit, that's where you'll be able to see the live stream. And you can donate, if you want, by e-transfer to Silver Willow Rescue @gmail.com.
Great. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
No. Steve, it was great to see you again. Man, it's been,
for sure.
it's been a while.
A couple of years.
Long. Yeah, thanks very much, Steve. Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Hopefully 2021, we can all get together.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Thank y'all. We love you guys. Thanks for coming on out. Here's one last song for y'all, which I think y'all can relate to. I had a largemouth bass, push my line, couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Truck breaks down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to get the things I can count on. Now there ain't much, man, that ain't never let me down. Long neck guys, cold beer never broke my. Diamond rings, your football teams, a tormless boy heart. Like a neon dream, it just dawned on me that the bars in this guitar. And long neck eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes and drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town, but I didn't know then, I sure know now. Long neck eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. Like a diamond ring, a football team's torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just dawned on me, like the bars of this guitar. Long neck eyes, cold beer never broke my heart, no. Well, it takes one hand to count the things I can count on, but I got one hand gripping down on cold. Long neck eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. Like a diamond ring, a football team's torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just dawned on me, the bars in this guitar. Long neck eyes, cold beer never broke my heart, no. Never broke my heart. Guys, on behalf of us, A-Second Ride, thank you very much for joining us. We hope you guys had a great time. I know even though you weren't here, we could see you guys were here, and we love you all for that, and we had an amazing time as well. We look forward to seeing you next year, 2021, at Silver Willow. This is going to be one hell of a party, that, and I'll tell you that much right now. Don't forget, donate to the Silver Willow Rescue @gmail.com. My name is Don. Have a good night.